The Kemishan today are going through Sugya of Muberes Chaveri, Menekes Chaveri, which the concept is that Chazal said that a lady whose husband died and is nursing, or is possible to nurse, the Gemara says she's not like a married for 2 full years from the time her husband died. Larry should hold also if she gets divorced. And the Gemara says, Yavam's been based, Lisa of the Muberes Chaveri, Nala marry somebody who's pregnant from somebody else, Menekes Chaveri for the nursing. You have to wait 2 full years. V'mnasa yoytzi v'leyachzei olam. So you get married within 2 years, you have to get divorced, and you cannot get married. What's the reason why? The Gemara says, maskana, since stam uberes v'mnika kama, since a person who is pregnant is nursing the child. And if a person gets pregnant, so the Mitzvah says that you're not able to nurse. So we're afraid that if she has a baby, and she gets married to somebody else, she's going to get pregnant, and she's not gonna have milk for the child, and she doesn't have a husband who's able to support the child. The new husband doesn't care so much about this child, and therefore, she says it's a chashash of pikuach nefesh. And therefore, Chazal said you cannot get married for 2 full years. Now, this is machlokes in the Gemara: is it 2 full years? Is it 18 months? We paskin it's gonna be 2 full years, and we'll discuss in the hemshach hashir certain situations, which may be remakel, maybe certain shasal chaks. In certain situations. But the actual concept is somebody who dies, you have to wait 2 full years in order to get married. Now this sugya is a very chamadika sugya, the Paiskim, very scared to paskin on the sugya. The Pnei Shua writes a lashon that in Ksubis Kofanun and Kuchas Achron, he writes that unfortunately there are certain Kali Hayra. There are Kali Ayra, people who are not appropriate rabbis, Shatir Mar Lachila, the Mako for Menekes Miyad Lachash Yalda, the Mako for after the baby's born, if she never started to nurse, Atcha Kamat Bala Tekansachamim, Kamat Tekansachamim is Bata, and he says it's not a proper thing to do. He says, Kavar Nasa Mas, we may know somebody did it. Shasino Pumbu the Dov, he was Mepharsim, this Hatter, but comes to the Rain Lesser, even though everyone says Aser, Hafid Yavid, Lachash is Haidekach. And he said that there's a terrible Maisa, that the person got punished and he died. And he says that you can't be Makal and such a thing. And Rosh Hashanah and Abchash Shalem says also, he is never Makal Menekes Chaveri. He says that he's afraid to be Makal since it's a Chash Sakano. It's very, very Chomer. And therefore he says never Makal on Menekes Chaveri. Tshuva Lamazayan also writes a lesson like that. He brings that from Tefillas Moshe, that's very chamar to be making on Menekes Chaveri, and he said that he himself, he's never really, he doesn't like passing on it, he's come out never ever Mekel. And Biyodi Lachria, can you be Yori Harol Hakam Bixer Zesh Menekes Chaveri? I'm very afraid to be Mekel in the Sugya Menekes Chaveri. And look what it says in Sefer Tiferes Lamoisha. Sakana Tzuma Lamoir Hakabar Gizari Zerizo. Sakana for Mayor Rata Mingle such a thing. Chani Omer Lissa Laheta, that the Nevi also was afraid to pass in the Shaila. The Chimavar Nesam Seif also writes he's afraid to pass in and Rishama Kogan and other. Also, it's brought down Shem Darizal. Darizal also says that you really shouldn't be Mekal on Muberes Chaveri, and it's very not a simple sugya for one to pass in. The Shur from in the Shavu Koyin, Sim Lamed Hei, says that we find, even though this whole thing is a Tekan Darbonon, Gzer Darbonon, still, B'makim Safik, we find a lot of times when we machmer. He says, the reason why we machmer B'makim Safik is because we look at this as not a Safik Darbonon, we look at it as a possibility of Sakonis Nefashis, that the kid's not going to have any milk, and therefore even B'makim Safik, when we're going to have to be machmer. So what's called Menekes Chaveri, somebody who is, you're not allowed to marry somebody who's Menekes Chaveri. In the olden days, or sometimes it happens now also, not too often, but there's something called you hire somebody else to nurse, somebody who can't nurse, you hire a lady to nurse. So the behavior discusses, let's say you hire somebody else to nurse, is there then also that once she's nursing a baby, so no one, she can't get married now for 2 years? Is it such a kind or not? The behavior is more neutral to say that it's only if you had it from marriage, it's your child. If it's not your child, he wants to say that probably it's not going to be done by a clear very. And the Mesha Dov in Simcha Falav says, from the fact that Hashem didn't discuss it, it seems to be pretty obvious that Muberes Menekes Chaveri is only somebody who it's their child, it's somebody else's child, then the halacha is that there is no such halacha. What happens if you're pregnant or you have a baby, unfortunately, from a guy? Is that called Mubaris Chaveri or not? What's the question? Lashon is Chaveri, Mubaris Chaveri. And we don't say that maybe it's not called Chaveri, a guy. He's not your chaver. It's not your friend. He's not a Jew. And if an Abudu wants to have it, sad to say that there is no halacha if somebody is pregnant from a guy. Kveiger and Simon Tzadikei is Chaylik. He brings different rayas that he brings down that there are someone to be made because of Megat Chaveri. And he's Chaylik. He says that the Lashon Chaveri is not a diik. He finds, he's finding more Shabbos Taf Kaf Nun that it says Lashon Chaveri. Says Lashon Chaveri and it could a guy. And he's Chaylik. He says that his Maisa was that somebody got pregnant from Arab. The question is, that you can make lots of Beres Chaveri, and he says that it wouldn't be such a hatter. But Frat, some say that what's the reason why we're afraid? Some of them say, why are we afraid? What's the reason why we're afraid of Megat Chaveri? Because we're afraid that the lady's going to run out of milk. She's not going to have any milk, and she's going to be. So the Gemara says that she won't have any milk, and she won't go to the Arshim to be Tevea Mazainis, because you know, it's hard for her, she's embarrassed. Which, in that, for us, it's a little bit hard to understand the whole concept of the Sugum, Brezgram, and Negus Chaveri. But in the olden days, number one, a lot of people died from no food. Playing, and just in Yerushalayim, 60, 70 years ago, there were plenty of children who just died, young children starving. The mother didn't have milk, didn't have food, didn't have anything. And that was the situation. Life was always like that. So for us, it's a little bit difficult. We live in such affluent society that you never heard of a child, not having food and dying, but that was, you know, that was the Metzius in the olden days. Akapanim. So they say, Befrat, if the reason why we're afraid that the lady has no one to turn to, and she's not going to be food, has no one to turn to get money for food, so it says, Befrat, if it's a guy, you have no one to turn to. If it's, you know, if you're pregnant from an Arab, there's no one to turn to, so maybe that's more of a reason why the halacha of should apply also by Arab. The child is a Jew, and if she's not going to have milk, she's not going to have anyone to get money from. That's what the Ksav Sofer says. The Beis Meir says a different reason why. He says that one of the reasons why we say that Halachas came marry Beres Chaveri, that he says that there's a Svara, that the child has a schus for the milk. The child has a schus to nurse from the mother. And if somebody else comes along and gets pregnant, and then the mother loses the milk, so you're taking away the schusim of that child. That's the Beis Meir says such a svara. Therefore, he says that's not relevant who the father was. So this child has a right to get the milk, has a schus to get the milk, and you mean you're the schaveri. This is by taking away the milk, and therefore he says also would apply by God. The Shev Levin he cuts out above has a tshuva which discusses this type of case where somebody's pregnant from Arab and she was desperate to get married and it was a good shidduch and they're afraid that she would have difficulties. That was very important for her to get married. Now, what do you want? He wants to be stabbed. She doesn't know Yehuda. Steich Hamad also brings down some Mekilim that maybe we could say Dafka from a Jew and not from a Arab. The Kessel Gleil brings down from Simon Yud Beis Maram Al Shakra, very big chiddush taking Yehuda step weiter. Let's say if somebody who's a mummer. Somebody who goes off the derech, or somebody's not from. So Zogim Rama Shaka, just like the Nadi Buddha says that an Arab or goy is not called Chaveri, who is somebody who's not from, who goes off the derech is not called Chaveri, and if he says there would be no takana, they have to wait 2 years in such a situation. The Knesset Gdil, someone in Sukkot Alam Hei, Skoylik, he says that, we don't hold like that. Befrat all Nadi Buddha, the Chiddush, a lot of Chayin Machalik and Nadi Buddha that we say, we say Kivegur, another Chayin Machalik on it. And for sure, after a person attaining Shanishba, that if somebody was brought up in a non-from situation and doesn't know any better, so he would consider attaining Shanishba, he would be considered Chaveri, therefore he wants to be Chaylik and say, we're not Kevahetar of Mubaris Chaveri. Tosfos on Daf Mem Beis discusses what's the halacha. So far, we're talking about the case where a husband died. And we said that she has to wait 2 years. Why does she have to wait 2 years? Because maybe she can come pregnant. She has a right to, and she won't have any food, and the husband won't care about it. Why can't she just be today the Yershim for Mizainis? So she's embarrassed to go to Bezdin, and therefore we're chayshus that she won't go to Bezdin. What's lacha by Grusha? If somebody gets divorced, do you have to go ahead and wait the 2 years or not? So Tosfos wants to say really two different svaras that pass away Grusha that lacha wouldn't apply. He says, number one, that there's somebody to tevel. There's husband around. And since there's a father, you can be teveya, you get the money from, therefore, maybe, and he's mechuyev, really, to allow them to support the child. So therefore there is no lacha by a grusha. The second story what Tosfos wants to say is that, being that she's not meshubet to nurse the child, the lacha is that, the more Tosfos comes down that a wife has a chiyev to her husband to go ahead and nurse her children. That applies also with if she doesn't mechuyev to, when the husband dies, she doesn't mechuyev to do it. But if you get divorced, she's not mechuyev to nurse. Zlak Tais is being that she's not mechuyev to nurse, so you have no right to say that she can get married. It's not really your responsibility to nurse. Being that's not a responsibility, it's not a chiyev to nurse. Therefore, by grusha, the halacha wouldn't apply. This is two different reasons. Tais brings down Rishonim or Chaylik, and they say, that the Gemara Nahavamina, when the Gemara says the reason why. It definitely helps in the chiluk in the grusha, and somebody who dies, and therefore Tosfos is chiluk. So how do we ask? But again, grusha is very relevant. Every time a lady gets divorced, she finds a new shidduch. 10 months later, can she go ahead and get married or not? So Mechaber at the beginning says, when he says halacha, he says, "Gozel chom shi adam lekadosh muberes chaveri manekas chaveri." Bein amona bein shu grusha. Mechaber and Sif. Says Ben Amon Ben Grusha. The halacha is that there's a lot that Grusha wouldn't be shuvit. And Sif Yedali says Zeshem Grusha Yeshem Adafka Shnikasay Kriim Shneskarsha. Some people say that the only time a Grusha the halacha applies if she was nursing before they got divorced. Then Avakoyin's man is Loi. The Yibolei Tanakal doesn't have to do it. I feel a little bizarre. Yeshem Yeshem Isbael and Nifu Beres Vildele Nikas Menal. And Sif Yedali brings down Machlekes, what the halacha is going to be by a grusha. The Neid Yehuda's psak is, he makes a very interesting diak in the Gemara. He says, so in Simi Zayin, he says a very interesting, he says he's like the different shenum in the two sugas, the Gemara Eksubis to the Gemara Yavamis. The Gemara Yavamis says, Leis Adam Uberes Chaveroi. It sounds like this is on a man. You shouldn't get married to Beres Chaveroi. That's what it says. That's one deek he makes. The second deek he makes is that the Gemara Yavamis doesn't say how long. It doesn't say a year, 2 years, 3 months. It says don't marry Beres Chaveroi. Minechas Chaveroi doesn't say how much time it is. The Gemara also doesn't sound like the difference between Misa, Grusha. It just says don't marry Beres Chaveroi, man. It sounds like no difference between whether the husband dies or the husband gets divorced. The Gemara Ksubis is his opposite. The Gemara Ksubis, when it brings down the Lacha, it says that the Isser is somebody who is nursing or pregnant, she shouldn't get married. Sounds like the Isser is on her. Also, the Gemara in Ksubis says how long. The Gemara Ksubis gives this man of 2 years. He says, what's the chat in these two Gemaras? Why is the Gemara one place sounds like it says the Isser on him, other place is talking more to her, and it says how long you have to wait, and doesn't give his man. So the Nevi wants to say, Achilek, he wants to say that there's a difference like this. That the Gemara Ksubis is talking about where the husband died, and she's meshubet to nurse. Therefore, the Gemara says it's on her. Letinasei, it says the zman. It says 2 years. Mashen came. The Gemara in Yavamis is. Gemara Yavamis is talking about somebody who got divorced. Somebody who got divorced, so she's not a shibut to go ahead and nurse. Therefore, it's not an issue on her. This is more exuberant about the husband died. Husband died, she's meshubet to nurse, therefore says she shouldn't get married. How long? 2 years. But Shengi Vam is talking about where a grusha, there is no shiva to nurse. Therefore, the more saying this is not on her. The more just saying, just somebody who wants to get married, Luis and Beres Chaveroi, you shouldn't do it. Why are you putting the child in a situation where maybe you'll be in danger? And it's not really her issue because she's not meshubet to divorce. It's only a in, you know, the man, and doesn't say how long. As long as he's nursing, don't do it. As soon as he stops nursing, then I can have you be mutter to get married. Therefore, the Rebbe Yehuda says that he said this to Clara 30 years ago. I never really passed him to make on a grusha without super close acheris, but he wanted to be makel that we're talking about in a case where she never started to nurse. Right? She's not nursing. She never really started to nurse. So he wants to be makel and say that you can be makel by grusha, that you not have to wait the time. This is a bit see of the fact over there in that case over there that the grandfather was very, very rich and he was excited to give, that he's going to take care of the child, give him his own to the child. Then if he wanted to be makel with a grusha, which didn't start the nurse. So Sheva Levi and Shuva Yud Reish Lamed Beis. There was a case where there was a lady who got divorced and she's very, very young. And she found like very a great shidduch, and the husband wasn't going to wait. He wants to say that he always like the mikol like the Buddha. If she didn't start the nurse, you can be mikol like the chuvas and do some yizayin. If she never really start the nurse, then on a grusha you're able to go out and be mikol. Or Moshe and Shuva is a mitzvah. We're talking about more in the Hemshech Hashir. He's a mitzvah by grusha sukan kulas. He says maybe we can make on 18 months by grusha, which we'll explain a little later why. Like upon him, grusha is a baby mechoikis. Maybe once you make off, you never started to nurse. And b'makim tzayrech, they're allowed to make it. The Pesach Yeshuva says that we said before the two reasons why we're make off on grusha, why we're trying to make off. One is that she's not b'shabit to nurse, being that it's not really her achrayis to give the child. The food, therefore it's not a shiva. It's like the basic shiva. What happens? If the divorce settlement make up, she's responsible for the food of the child. So then Zakta Pasichuva, and that situation you wouldn't have the kula. Because the whole kula is that one reason why is because not mashubit, if you make up a divorce agreement that she's gonna mashubit, then there wouldn't be such a head. Or a second, Tanai he says the other reason though, what's the other reason is that there's somebody to veil. The father's alive, it's his responsibility. So she can have a dress to where we get the mezainis from. Let's say the father dies. Got divorced and the father dies. So then he says that we have a problem now. If the father died and there's no one to tevei, so then in that case, Kenzain, there would not be any hatter. The Rishonim have a discussion what's going to be the halacha if they're not married. They have a lady's mezana and she has a child. And in that situation, do we say that there's Muberes Kaveri, Benekes Kaveri, and she would have to wait or not? The Mechaber brings down that Bein Amal Ben Kushman, Ben Shemazana, if Shemazana is still, you're going to have to wait, and we're not going to make the fact that she's Mazana. Ramah brings down Yesh Mekin Mazana from the Gaz Mordechai. That Gaz Mordechai wants to say that it's only when there's a father, if there's no for marriage, if it's father not for marriage, then you have a svar, there's no shibud for it to nurse, and therefore there's no makel. The psak Rama is we only makel mufkeres laznus kedei shetei bala mishamra. The only time we makel, this is from the remnants. Someone, hey, only time we makel is if she's mufkeres, she's mizan all over the place, and therefore she's a mishal the rabbin. Therefore, we'll let her get married in order that she shouldn't be much other people. Mashenkin, regular kids are not going to make on somebody who is Mizana. How many times that has to be that she's Mizana to call Mufkaris? Shvashaka says 2 times is enough. The Beis Meir says, no, you have to have a Chazaka. One of his 3 times. And if it's 2 times, we're not going to, if it's 2 times, we're not going to make. There are, by regular Mizana, the Vichayim, some Sifram Shik, the Omakram Mizana. But if she's Mufkaris, Kivega says, like, we have to try to find kulas for her. And he's like, we have a lochavosh, we've seen it, it's a hakel, somebody who is mufkeres. In that situation, we're going to go ahead and be makel. So far we discussed, we said, it's very not pashat the pasuk nishalas, it's a kind of the pasuk nishalas. Muberes kaveri has to be for marriage, not just the fact that you're nursing. A goy was big machlikis, whether we call him muberes kaveri, and pesukim would start fit, sometimes it's not called muberes kaveri. Grush is machlikis, and he was makel, she never started to nurse. Mazana, b'derechah would not make all. She's going to be, let's just be mufkeres. So how long you have to wait? The Gemara says 2 years. Well, what happens if it's every year? What happens if it's every year? So, do we say that the 2 years is an extra month or not? Or does it turn into 25 months? So the Arsim Rishonim would say, the Mordechai, no, doesn't say that. No, it says to you 24 months. 24 months is 24 months. It doesn't mean they have to wait 25 months. So guys, Mordechai brings down that somewhere I give a smack to the pasuk of Sevashal Gidi Bechelavimai. Sevashal is Gematria. 732. 732 is, if you count two full years plus the day which died and the day which you get engaged, so if you take two full English years, it gets you to 730. Right, 365 times 2 is 730. Add a day, and therefore we get the list of Ashla, get 732, and therefore when you say that you have to count the every year because we want to get to the 732. How we pass in the Chavis is 24 months. The Ramah says the Chili Yachash Afilu Chol Sheber. Ramah brings down Chum Zedeshen. The very Machim wants to be Chodesh Lachila for the Chodesh Sheber also. The Neid Yehuda in Shuva says that the Makar to really wait to 25 months. And Chafi says that doesn't mean the Maram is very Bechumra. The Chodesh Sheber says you don't find anyone who holds like that. Holam sounds like only says for 24 months. It's like 24 months. This is since the Maram is our Gadol, we can be Chodesh on him. Prefer Lachol. To be Mekal Nim, so he says that the only time he's willing to be Mekal is if the child was never nursing. Kragosli is man rab. It's a long time he's not nursing. Anything shuv sum siba, then could be everyone agreed, and therefore Baruch Allah Almighty would say if the child's not nursing anymore, which most kids do not nurse and nowadays 2 years, if the child's not nursing, then you could go in and be Mekal and say that you don't have to wait till the 25th month. Which now Kluger Shuva is. The staff, like, also, if you're not nursing, we don't nurse so long. If you're not nursing, once you make it, you can make it with Mazze, you don't have to wait the 25th month, you don't have to be chesh for the shita of the chachila of the Ramba. So Sev has a very fascinating tshuva, which he says that he's only willing to be mekel if you're into the last week of the 24 months. Like you said before, Le Sevashel is going to match at 732. If he's worried that maybe you need 2 English years, which is going to be 730 days. And if you're in the last month of the 25th, last week of the 25th month, you already passed 730 days, therefore you're out of the sakana. So, effectively, some slavers, what happens if it's not every year? You're on the 732. So, some slavers is based on the famous Yishalmi that the Teva was given to the Chamim, and being that the Chamim said, the Gemara says over there that if you have a Basula, and then we have, it says after 3 years, under 3 years, their Basulim come back, or sometimes boiler. Mashen Kane, once over 3 years, and the lach is then the Basulam Labdafka Chazer. So the Yishami is a kasha. What happens if Chazal, she's under 3 years, she's 3 years old, and then we can every year. So what happens now? So now she's not 3 years old, so what's going to happen? So Yishami says that the Tevizim is to the Chavim, and it's going to change. So it's changing Yishami. If some service is something over here, Chazal said 24 months, so in a year when Chazal made it, that is not less than 730 days, therefore the Tevizim is to the Chavim, it's not going to be Sakana. Mashenkin in a year where it's going to be 25 months, then you have to wait the 730 days, you have to wait 2 years, the Chazal is only making in the last month of the last month of the year. So the question is, which is not a normal thing for a lady to nurse 24 months, the question is any mukim to be made. Some Slavin Shuvah says, Yesh Pesayim Sh'avu V'nasu Nenshu Sh'amu B'zman Hazeh She'im Nikim B'neim Sh'tei Shanam. Nowadays, who nurses 2 years? Ain't so ham steishanim. The hevel yitzah p'm. Gam chazal yad shroy bonu yekish steishanim. Because I also know most ladies are not nurse 2 years. And the shchashlam muta the muta is kind of fashion. It's kind of fashion chashav muta muta. And that you can't be mekel. The Aruch Hashulchan in Yud Gimel Sefer Lama says, "Oid ikrat ham the yardacham adas nashim." Chazal understood human psychology. The women they tavasim and nasi. They want to get married. Lo yuchish lekan sabat. They should be desperate to get married, they won't be worried for their child. Kamoisha Khoshmeyad, we see that's the Mitzias. Matomish Meshach Katan Matas Nase. Tasakots, if you give some type of heter, Kot Tiskil Harish Vada in Sabah. Long as you know my child doesn't need to nurse. I guess Khadashem only needs just 3-4 months. Viva Asimam and Tavasa Tinmakane. She herself will think that because she wants to get married. Klag Godu Bakarbisinu. Chazal about Godol Kedusha Chachmasam. Besides Chazal's Godol Kedusha Chachma, but Teresh Hashem, Oyo Yisse Gedolim Chachma Tevias. There are more Chachma in Tevia, Vidias Oilam, knowledge of the world. Yisse Mikol Amischakim Hoshav Adveim Atoyim. A fact about Adveim was the fact that they made a lot of mishani Maimon Teresh Vapeh. If it was very strong language, even though nowadays that we don't nurse so long, the Aruch HaShulchan says that once saying I need to make on the 24 months. So who is he referring to when he says that people will be Mekel? For Shlomo Kluger and Chachma Shlomo over here wants to say that Bizman HaZeh, Bizman HaShas, Derech Ruv Tinoikas, 24 months, Avalidon Nishtano HaTevim, the Tevim changed, V'chol Tinek and Yod Gius Mechaz Kadesh. No one does 18 months. Yeshkam Tezvot Chodesh, some people do 12 months, 15 months. Now, nowadays, most people don't even do that. To nurse more than 18 months is mutal eshkech. Who does that? I want to say that nowadays, 18 months, that's the day, the amount which people nurse. And only the mutal do more than that. It wasn't like the olden days. That's what they did. Therefore, now it's 18 months. Turns out after like 2 years of the Shas. It's a kasha. Ain't bezin chavat the bezin derei. Chaveri, you can't mevatel a psak of a bezin bezmei. They can't mevatel it. So Zakta Shama Kolgis is a very big insight. That the only time we say that din is if you're oiker that the kana legamri. If you're just making a little bit less, it's not a kira legamri. You just change it. Kira mixas. That's not called a kira. And if you want to make it after 18 months is vanazah, being that that's the amount of people nurse. Therefore, you want to say that's going to be the amount which you mevatel. The pnei shuva and kuntras achrit. Simon kufnun ksubis. He brings down a case over there. He says, "B'derek ha'amikol on muberes chaverim." Next way, "Pamech b'leidei ma'isa isha," that she already got a psak that if she gives her child to somebody else to nurse, and she never started to nurse, she got married. So she got engaged, and she already was engaged, and they made up to get married in 3 months, and then they realized this. So then the Mishnah says, "I'm not getting married. I can't wait. I'm not waiting." So Beishuri said that because title of Nisach et Tesvach Chodoshim, I was making it after 15 months, because the Gemara is a Maisav there, the Ma'okav, Rav Chanina, and Ula, Rav Yosef, that they held 15 months. Kedai, hey, listen to Chol B'Shas Adchach. You can be similar to them, B'Shas Adchach. Ki hai, even though we passed it away 24 months, that's only by Isha Meinekes Be'emes, Vasul Gom Tepes Man Klal. Mashenkin over here, where there's no real sakon after 15 months. I'm just chayish for the miyot. And we have shasad chak and it's soyrich. He's willing to be mekel after 15 months. But he makes a lot to know him. He says, we're very nervous to be mekel and he's only shasad chak as they engage and break off the shidduch. And therefore, with a lot of tzrufim, he went along going to mekel with 15 months. And the Bachoina point out, some are similar to Bishu, some are not similar to Bishu, all say, Bishu, some are shasad chak, God already. There is a psak, they were engaged already. And he only wanted to make those sasas chag gadol, but not dafk in a regular situation, he would want to go ahead and be make. The Sheva Levin Shuvah says, you know, that with Soymuch, Chesra Rishamach Tess, 18 months with Soymuch Rishamach Kluger, but Sir Bizman HaZeh, the way a formula. Bizman HaZeh, and children don't die, because they are most, they able to take formula. Because Mar is a case of the Rish Galusa, if the Rish Galusa is Meshabed, himself to get food, you don't have to worry about it. Why? Because Rish Kluger knows not going to be chaser from it, but a regular person where they are going to be chaser. But in the case where you have formula of option, it's like the case of a Rish Kluger, we're not going to be chaser. The Rish Levi says, "Sir, Hashem Kluger in 18 months." He says he's able to make a Moshe in Evanezer Dalim Mentes. No, not enough. He has a couple of tshuvas, and in one case over there, he goes as far as to say he's talking about a grusha, and he wants to say that if you wait the amount, the normal time where a person stops a nurse. In Dalad Nun, he says, you wait like 12 months. People were nurse for a year. After Nimish Zeke Ruby Nikas, Koibet Space, we call them Mir Kodal Vaye Yesh. However, there's a decent amount of nurses who wait a year. But if you wait a year, which most people don't do, you wait a year, then it can be similar kind of Grusha. That Grusha, we said before, is Machlaikis. Yeah, no. Even after a year, you could go ahead and be mekel by a grusha if she was nursing, because being that most people don't nurse that long, and Rosh wanted to mekel after a year by a grusha. In Dalet Memtes, he had a case of almana, which is after 13 months after her husband died, and she wasn't nursing anymore, and she went to get, and and she had money because the Malchus Shechela by the Kesef Chalat Zerchela, because her father died in Mechama. And now she had, when the husband's friend wants to get married to her, take care of her child, and it's good for the child. And Moshe writes over there that being that it's going to be after 15 months, in fact, it would be after 18 months, but Mokim Hefsid, you could be Mekel. Therefore, Moshe says, if you have Hefsid, you should lose the Shidduch. He wants to be Mekel after 18 months, like upon 15 months, if you can, that's a Hefsid. And they have money from somewhere, and they have food, you want to make after, even after 18 months to 15 months. Let's see that, just to make a sukkah, and how long if they wait, make it, then they can wait for 24 months, 25 months is machloikis. But Bizman has that we have a Shema Kuga wants to make on 18 months, and Yeshua wants to say maybe 18, 15 shots of chak. The Sheva Levi's Masarif, 18 months, provided Bizman has that we have formula. Or Moish wants to make a Makim Hafsid, even by a month, maybe 15 months. Or by Grusha, he says after a year, you can start for the Shittas, that Grusha doesn't apply. That after 12 months, the halacha is that there is no, that being the most who don't nurse and they have money, then it's going to be okay. Behetav has an interesting shayla. Let's say the husband was Michael. We said before, one of the reasons why she has to do it, because she's sure with her husband. So Behetav discusses, Ish Echad Shameis, he's dying, but Sivel Ish Tavuberis, when you get, when the baby's born, hire for her menekes. So some of that I don't want to make on her, because the husband's Michael on the Shibud, Bina's Michael on the Shibud, therefore it should work. And he brings out a Knesset Yecheskel, Pasak Le'Isser, and he says, and it's Machlikis, what the luck is that in that case. Behetta brings out another very sadistic hetter from the Shvas Yaakov, Simon Sadekei, that what's the law is better for the children? The whole reason why we're making this is for the Tevis for the Yisayim. What's the law is better for the children in order for them to get married? So the Shvas Yaakov would say that the whole point is takana for the Yisayim in the situation was better for the Yisayim to get married, to have a father, someone take care of them. Then he wants to say that Bichay Gamna, we're going, he wants to, once he make it. It's a place going to bring down the Bishloima, the Briyeh, Shalmesh, others are Machmer when it's negated to Visi Simon. But this is the Mashaman Alf Sadakvab brings down Samachlaikis and his Malkin to go ahead and be Makel. So this is something which also is a Vlatim, very big Tzirif Lahatta, that if our Shikal Das is the Simon need a father, and the best thing for them is to get married. And it'll be good for them to have this type of father, this person, whatever reason it is. Then we have the Shvat Yaakov and other Achrenim, which one of them say that maybe it's Tovis Yisrael is going to make. Well, this Heter is Tovis Yisrael, not Tovis of the Amon or the Grusha. It's always better for her to be married. It's if we feel, by the mother being married, she'll do better. It'll be better for the kids. Then the whole thing is the corner for the kids. Then it's going to be okay. Rav Kook has a tshuva and he says that maybe together is, we could say it's like Yafshav Tekan Sacham. That Pshad is the whole thing is for the benefit of the children. In a situation where it's not better for the children, it's better for them not to be married. So he wants to say that maybe that's the Svar why it should be working. So Yaakov himself brings a Raya that the reason why it should work is we find that we have certain criterion for Yisayim. Says Abitropis is allowed to be Meshachra Evid if it's Tavis Yisayim. I have this element of Vaidu. So the element we see, you can do Yisayim for Yisayim. Also, the Gemara says, "I'll do Rebbe Sterabanan for the Tovis Yisayim." He says, "So Tovir, we can go over this and Beres Chaveri for the Tovis Yisayim. Go over and cover the Esther." So that's some rayas. The Achrenim are mifakvin all the rayas. That little bit of Avedu, there's no Esther. If you're doing a Litz Tzairach, it's only out to like a Litz Chanim Dekadin. If there's a Tzairach, there's no Esther. And Rebbe Sterabanan is a special hat. Maybe it doesn't apply over here. But Kuk wants to say maybe different swords. But together, Yevsher B'tchan Tzalcham. And if it's better for this child, so maybe be able to get married. Then he says, the difference would be maybe telling Machlekes, Rishayim, Machlekes Tosfos and the Shultis. When we say this Takana, we're looking at this child specifically, or in general, on the broad scope, it's better for not to get married. But this one get married, maybe others will get married. Therefore, maybe on the general scope, it's not good for the children to get married. Maybe not can be Mekel, if he says not so push it. And he says, Mustafer Chazal didn't make a takana when it's bad for the child, fighting about the tzurufim, and maybe then he says, able to go ahead and be Mekel. The Gemara says, and Ksuvas Daf Samach Amud Beis says that even if she gave her child to Menekes, to nurse, or she stopped by Gamlasa, or she stopped nursing him. The halacha is we say that she can't get married. Why? Because we're worried about everyone's going to do that. Stop nursing. Therefore, in that situation, we pass and he can't get married. The question is, let's say she stopped nursing when her husband was alive. The question is there in that situation that we can make all or not? So we pass and the Chabad says, if she stopped nursing when her husband was alive, the halacha is that she'd have to get married right away. And the question is, how long does she have to stop nursing? So the Chusar Rabbah would say, no, it has to be 3 months before. Otherwise, you can't do that. Otherwise, everyone's going to do it. There's some safe another Kohen Beheter brings down that no, as long as she stopped nursing, Bechaye Baila, she stopped nursing. Only in the case where you hire me Nekes, where she has milk, she's able to milk, nurse, then you have to have 3 months. But in the case where she, Bechaye Baila, she wasn't nursing, the halacha is, then she's not going to nurse, and the halacha is, that she'll be able to get married. Let's say you married Mabaras Menekes, Tech's man. So, perhaps we put them in Cherem, and you have to go in and get divorced. If a Kohen, you have to give her a Ksuba. And if Yisrael, you want to wait 2 years and get remarried, then the halacha is, then you're able to do it. The basic truth we discuss is, let's say you get married B'Shegik. That, for example, the B'Shegik, Kohen is Ein Tzach Lahitzeh, just like by Avchana, we said B'Shegik, we're going to be Mekos. He says, who did over here? This is sad, so maybe B'Shegik, you have to make Mekos. Okay, just to make a quick Hazar, we spoke out a lot of different... The kudos in the Sugam Beres Chaveri. The first thing is about Beres Chaveri and Medekas Chaveri. The reason why Chazal answered is it's at Sakana, because the mother's gonna get pregnant, she's not gonna have any milk. Once she's having any milk, she's not gonna have food for the child. And we're afraid that it's hard for her to go to Bezdin, to be Tevein Mezainis some of these same, and therefore afraid maybe the child is gonna starve and die. And this is something which always happened all the time. Children died of starvation, even in the early days of Yerushalayim. There were many children who died. Nowadays, it doesn't happen so often, so hard for us to really relate so much to this together. But the cloud is once Chazal made a takana, the takana stays, and you still have to be chishish for it. The Gedolei HaPaisim were very free to pass Meres Chevrei, because it's at Sakana. Rishon HaKol go to some Seifan, maybe Yehuda will write in Shuas that they might never ever give a heter on Meres Chevrei, and it's a very Chomedic Sukkah. What's called Chaveira, is a goy called Chaveira or not? The Yehuda's maker, Kivig, is Machmer. The other place can argue back and forth, and Avada is considered a Tzirf. Mummer, the Knesset Dela brings down from Ramashaka when I pick the Chaveira in the Malach of the Nedeb Yehuda, Mashen came, the Knesset Dela himself was Chaveira, instead of that, we would consider it Beres Chaveira. Somebody's just nursing because they were hired. It's not their child that the Beitah says we'll make a lawn. Mishnah Davos also says, in fact, Hashem didn't speak about it in Vora that it's going to be make. Okay, Grusha, somebody gets divorced. So that's Machlekes and Tosfos, where they say Grusha is going to be different because she's not Meshuvah with the nurse, or because she has a father who can give her a Mezainis. Or we say there's no difference. The Psak of Bechab is more Noita Lahachmer, but. We sort them in kuz and not bring them. Maybe you have 18 months, make it like Rosh Hashanah, make it even after 12 months, if it's a time which they don't nurse. The Yehuda's make of the, if she never started a nurse, we sort of she's living, and Shuvah's willing to be Samech on that. And some is Mizana, 2 days, whether you have to wait 24 months or not. And Sakharma's only make of she's Mufkaris. Why? Because that's to call it the rabbi, she's a husband to watch her, which is Machalik is Besmeish, others, but you need 2 times or 3 times, then you would make on Mizana. 24 months is 25 months. Ramos says, Mochab is Meko, Ramos, Kosh is Achil for 25 months. We saw that truth from the Lebi Huda says, if she's not nursing anymore, you can make along the 25th month. There's some safe ones say, if you're in the last week of the 25th month, you're able to be Meko on the 25th month. Bezman is that, some safe in Rosh Hashanah says, you can't be Meko, saying that nowadays people don't nurse. Mashinkain, we saw Rosh Hashanah says, 18 months, that's a normal thing. The Peshua is 15 months, 18 months, Chasachah Goda, where they're engaged, it'll be Avsid. Simchan the Shita is Shasakha Godol. Ramoisin Shu was going to make 12 months of his man as a. If she's not nursing anymore by a Grusha, I think that's a normal amount. And B'makim Sayyid will be able to go ahead and be Mako with that. If it's a Tevis Yisayman, we saw from the Shuvas Chavis Yar, which went to be Mako, and it's a Tevis Yisayman, and it's good for Yisayman, other Khan Machaylik. And the Svara is that the whole vote is for the benefit, and when it's not for the benefit, then we're not going to be Mako. And if the lady never started nursing, when her husband was alive, she didn't nurse. The luck is that you're going to have to wait. You're going to have to go wait. How long is Machlokes Vayis? 3 months? Even a day or two? And that'll be enough. And if she, in her husband's life, she stopped nursing, then we go ahead and we would be Mekel.